You are all welcome in Jesus' name. I want to appreciate the pastor, and I want to appreciate the entire congregation for giving us the opportunity once again to be here this morning. Ali, it's been wonderful being with you since Sunday, and I'm trusting God that the encounter of this week will not forget in a hurry. Your amen could be louder than that.
Amen.
You will not forget in a hurry.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
This morning, we want to round up our program, and I want to appreciate the fathers in the house. The Lord will bless you.
Amen.
Over your family, you will not weep.
Amen.
You will not mourn.
Amen.
You will not sorrow.
Amen.
It will be from glory unto glory.
Amen.
And from success unto success.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
We want to run our program this morning with the benefit of the anointing. Benefits of the anointing. Benefits of the anointing. When we talk about anointing, we talk about the power of God at work in the life of a man. And I keep telling people, without the anointing, you are helpless. Without the anointing, you are hopeless. I've discovered from Genesis to Revelation, anytime they want to appoint a king, they anoint them with oil. Anytime they want to consecrate a priest, they anoint them with oil. Anointing is the power of God in the life of a man. I am praying this morning, the Lord will empower you.
Amen.
The Lord will strengthen you.
Amen.
You will not fail.
Amen.
You will not falter.
Amen.
And below, I discover when anointing is at work in the life of a man, slow speed will suddenly turn to hasty speed. When anointing of God is at work in the life of a man, people who are looking down on you, they will look up unto you. Anointing makes the difference in the life of a man. Anointing can catapult somebody who has zero level and make him a hero. Praise the Lord. That happened in the life of David. David was just a shepherd boy playing with sheep, and they were looking for somebody to be anointed. Everybody passed. God said, no, I'm not going to anoint this one. This one are not qualified for anointing. He said, but there's somebody. You see, that tells us straight that God does not qualify an arrogant man. No, God does not anoint an arrogant man. He anoints somebody that is humble. They said, look, there's one boy. He's in the bush. He's not qualified for anointing. May I pray for you? As many who are looking down on you, they will be under your influence. They said, look, go and bring him. And the beauty of that, he said, look, we will not sit down until you bring him. May I pray, every of your enemy, every enemy of your progress, God will punish them.
Amen.
You know, they were asked to stand up until David came. And one thing about the hands of God, by his grace, God will lay his hands upon you today.
Amen.
And the hands of the Lord is an everlasting arm. There's nobody he cannot touch. There's nowhere he cannot reach. And when God lay his hands on you, I can tell you, beloved brethren, so on that day, burden shall be lifted up and yoke shall be destroyed.
Amen.
Because of the anointing. Please, I want us to, the service this morning, take it with all seriousness. Do you know why? I share immediately I came, I share with the pastor what God told me when I was coming. As at the Lord told me what he wants to do this morning, I didn't have visa to come to UK. When a prayer meeting, I was not even praying concerned, I was just praying for myself. And I had God asking me to do something, that I should take that thing to UK. I didn't have visa. And that's why those of us who are here this morning, you are lucky people. Because I discover anytime God wants to do anything in the life of a man, God will not come down. Or he will do it just to instruct one of his servants, do this. You believe it, it will work for you. In January this year, our father-in-law, Pastor Adeboye, gave us an award, gave me an award, my region. Well, they did an assessment of the whole entire country, the Deep Christian Church of God, and they said my region came first in church growth. So he gave me an award, he gave me a check of 5 million. And also inside that bag, he gave me a mantle, that his personal towel. To some, it's an ordinary. But below to me, it's a treasure. Gave me a personal towel that I've been using and said, look, take. Let me share one of the testimony concerning that mantle. I was poisoned. I share with Pastor. The poison water for me. My wife traveled, myself and my only PA was in the house in the night. I drank the water and I just half bottle and I put it beside my bed. In the night, I was passing on. Nobody to call upon. I didn't even know anybody because I just arrived. That place, I didn't even know any doctor. I was passing. Suddenly, it occurred to me that I had that mantle with me and anointing. He anointed an oil for me. I quickly took that, wrapped myself, put it on my head. Lord, have mercy. Just intervene. Lord, intervene. Lord, intervene. After a while, about 30 to 45 minutes, I became stabilized. And in the morning, we started wondering. When I was going to bed, I was perfectly all right. What happened? What did we eat? What? Eventually, we now discover it was that poison that I drank. They analyzed it, took it to the lab and everything. It was actually poison. That was how God saved me. I'm just taking my time to explain to us. To some, if you believe in it, it will work for you. It's not compulsory. But God is a perfect God. I believe God loves somebody specially in this church. That's why I can ask me all the way from Nigeria, carry ordinary to be coming here. He saw a purpose. I want to quickly, before we go into that, I want to quickly look at the benefits of the anointing. In 1 Samuel chapter 10, 1 Samuel chapter 10, I will read from verse 1 to 7. Then Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it upon his head and kissed him and said, is it not because the Lord had anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance? When thou art departed from me today, then thou shalt find two men by Rachel's sepulchre in the border of Benjamin as Zezer, and they will say unto thee, the asses which thou wentest to seek are found. And lo, thy father had left the cares of the asses, and
sorrow for you, saying, what shall I do for my son? Then shalt thou go on forward and from hence, and thou shalt come to the plain of Tabor, and there shall meet the three men going up to God to Bethel, one carrying three keys, and another carrying three loaves of bread, and another carrying a bottle of wine. And they will salute thee, and give thee two loaves of bread, which thou shalt receive of their hand. After that, thou shalt come to the hills of God, where is the garrison of the Philistines. And it shall come to pass, when thou art come thither to thy city, that thou shalt meet a company of prophets coming down from the high place with a pastry, and a tablet, and a pipe, and harp before them, and they shall prophesy. And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and shall be born into another man. The last verse. And let it be, when these signs are come unto thee, that thou do as occasion serve thee, for God is with thee. Benefits of anointing. You discover in 1 Samuel chapter 9, it was the story of Saul. The Bible recorded there was a man of Benjamin whose name was Kish. Kish, the sons of Abiel. And he had a choice and a handsome son. And what happened? One of his sons, he lost his ass. And he called his son, Saul, go and look for those asses that were missing. And Saul picked one of the servants. Say, my father asked me to go and look for an ass. And they were going. They searched every nook and corner of the city. They couldn't discover the ass. At a point, he was about giving up. And he said, look, let me return back to my father so that instead of my father looking for an ass, he will not be looking for us. And the servant said, look, there's a man of God in this city. He's a seer. Whatever he says come to pass. He said, let's go and look for him. And Saul said, look, I have nothing in my hand to give to the man of God. Let's go back. Why? Because in those days, it is the custom of the people that you don't go to a man of God empty-handed. And he said, the servant said, look, I have three shekels in my hand. Let's go, I will give it to you. May I pray for you as this anointing comes upon your life. Destiny help us. Will not be far away from you. Before he got there, already the man of God was waiting for him, because God informed Samuel. He said, look, somebody is coming. When he comes, anoint him to be king over Israel. Remember, Saul left the house as an ordinary man. He left the house just an ordinary man. But by the time Saul was returning, what happened? He never bargained for royalty. He never bargained for kingship. May I decree, as this anointing comes upon you, blessing, miracle you never bargained for, God will release unto you. Amen. You discover, he left the house as an ordinary man. By the time he was returning, what happened? People were rubbing shoulder with him. No longer, your royal majesty. May I decree, as this anointing comes upon your life, people who are rubbing shoulder with you, they will be under your influence. Amen. They could not call him by name again. Your Royal Highness, Your Majesty, Your Royal Highness, they were bowed down. May I decree, as men who are looking down on you, after this anointing service, they will look up unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, look, Saul said, look, I don't have anything to give to the man of God. Beloved, the anointing you don't respect will not work for you. That's why today, a lot of us, we go to church, and yet, your pastor, highly anointed, you don't benefit anything. Why? You don't respect the anointing upon his life. The anointing you don't honor, the anointing you don't respect, can benefit you. So I said, look, I can't go to this man of God empty-handed. May I pray for you this morning? The anointing will work upon your life.
Amen.
In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20, it says, so shall you be established, believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. In Hosea chapter 12, verse 13, it said, and by prophet the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet was he preserved. This anointing will preserve you.
Amen.
And Amos chapter 3, verse 7 says, surely the Lord God will do nothing but he revealed his secret unto his servant, the prophet. Benefits of his anointing. Number one benefit. The anointing will make you a commander. How do I know? Then Samuel took a flask of oil and poured it on his head and kissed him and said, is it not because of the Lord has anointed you commander over his inheritance? The anointing. And this anointing will come upon you this morning. He will make you a commander.
Amen.
Commander in ministry.
Amen.
Commander in business world.
Amen.
Commander in political world.
Amen.
Commander in the corporate world.
Amen.
Commander in field of science.
Amen.
Commander in the field of art.
Amen.
When that anointing comes upon you, he will make you a commander. Commander to do war, to fight the battle of life. You know, when Samuel anointed Saul as king of Israel, he described him as captain over God's inheritance. A captain is a warrior. A captain is a military commander. Saul was anointed to lead his people in their battle. He was anointed so that he could fight battle. His salvation placed a demand of welfare on him. Beloved, this anointing will come upon your life today. It will place a demand upon your life. Whether you like it or not, the storm of life will come. And one thing about the storm of life, they don't give notice. But by this anointing, this morning, the Lord will make you a commander.
Amen.
And those battles of life are coming. You have what it takes to confront every battle of life. That's why I love David. David had what it takes to confront the battle of life. Everybody, when the battle of life came, everybody were running. They were afraid. In fact, they would take over. David came to the scene and said, look, tell me. I love him. Without even knowing the battle, the contest was, he said, tell me what you will do to a man that will conquer this Goliath. It takes a man that knows his God. He said, just tell me, what will you do to a man that will conquer this? Because if God is for you, anybody that is against you is in trouble. David realized that. David said, look, who is this? Why are you afraid of this uncircumcised Philistine? Look at me. The covenant of God is upon my life. The Goliath, even though as big as he is, no covenant of God upon his life. Beloved, if you know what you carry, you won't run for the devil. The devil is supposed to run for you. And this anointing will come upon you today, the devil will run for you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Beloved, the joy of the anointing is the joy of manifesting potentials. Manifesting potentials. No wonder in Psalm 89, verse 20 to 25, say, I found David, my servant with my all, have I anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established. My arm shall also strengthen him. God does not anoint masters. He anoints servants. Beloved, this anointing will come upon your life. You will arise and begins to fight and begins to defend. Amen. And begins to challenge the enemy at the gate. Amen. And you will defeat them. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Beloved, you have what it takes to win all the battles of life. You have what it takes to be victorious. You have what it takes to be victorious warrior. Beloved, the battle you face have the capacity to build your spiritual muscle and strengthen you. And beloved, even as this anointing will come upon you today, I decree, no more failure.
Amen.
No more disappointment.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
No wonder in 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32. 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32. He said, and the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the time to know what Israel ought to do, the head of them were 200, and all their brethren were at their commandment. They had an understanding. They had a revelation. They know what to do at the right time. And what happened? All their brethren were at their command. I decree that this anointing will come upon you. Situation will be under your command.
Amen.
Situation will be under your control.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
That the benefit of the anointing, number two benefit of the anointing will locate the missing blessing in your life. And history will be rewritten. How do I know? In that 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 2, he said, when thou departest from me today, then thou shalt find two men by Rachel's sepulchre in the borders of Benjamin, observe, and they will say unto thee, the asses which thou wentest to seek are found. Ah, may I decree, as this anointing comes upon your life, every lost opportunity, God will restore unto you.
Amen.
He left the house searching for an ass. And look, immediately that anointing came upon his life. He said, look, just go. Then they will say unto the asses which we are looking for, they are found. They are found. Samuel informed Saul about two men that he will meet. At Rachel's sepulchre. Look, below I discover Rachel was part of history in Israel. She belongs to the past. She was a past history that was dead and forgotten. She was a history that had been buried and confined to a memory of Israel. But the men at Rachel's sepulchre had good news. Ah, I decree, after this anointing service, you will receive good news.
Amen.
After this anointing service, recovery is coming your way.
Amen.
The men at Rachel's sepulchre had good news of the recovery of the asses that belongs to Saul's father. The place of Rachel's dead became a landmark for good news. The dead and the forgotten history represented by Rachel spoke in Saul's favor. Friend, hear this word. Your history will speak for you.
Amen.
Something from your past is about to become a platform for good news in your life.
Amen.
Your past and forgotten efforts are about to bring you an expected result.
Amen.
Your past relationship are about to become a harbinger of uncommon miracle in your life. Beloved, things may have gone wrong in the past, but God is about to turn it around for good.
Amen.
is about to turn it around for good. The benefit of our is the anointing will locate the missing blessing in your life. I don't know that opportunity in your life. I eluded you. Restoration is coming your way.
Amen.
Recovery is coming your way.
Amen.
That's one of the benefits of the anointing. Every lost promotion, God will list unto you.
Amen.
You will hear good news.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Number three, benefits of the anointing. The anointing allows you to have access to divine information. It allows you to have access to divine information. In that same 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 2, it said, "Thou shalt find two men by Rachel's sepulchre in the borders of Benjamin, Azela, and they will say unto thee, the asses which thou wentest to seek are found." Samuel told Saul about two men who will inform him that his father's lost asses have been found. Those men, they had strategic information about what Saul was looking for. They were divine informants who gave Saul information that solved his puzzle. May I decree, as from now on, our destiny helpers.
Amen.
God would listen to you.
Amen.
God will give you divine information.
Amen.
That will help you to succeed.
Amen.
With ease. Do you know if you have a divine information, where others are struggling, you don't struggle. When you have a divine ideas, it's your idea that everybody will be looking for. May I declare from now on, that divine information, God will release unto you.
Amen.
Get set for divine informant who will inform you about new opportunities. Get set for divine informant who will warn you to steer clear of danger. Get set for divine informant who will bring you useful information you don't have. Get set. One thing that the anointing will allow you to do is so it will release unto you, have access to divine information. I remember some years back, I was about traveling to Lagos from my place in the morning. Usually, I would not take Ore Road because Ore Road was so bad. Normally, we take Ilesha Ife Road. And that morning, very early in the morning, I heard God saying, "My son, you are going to Lagos. Don't take Ilesha Ibadan Road. Take Ore Road." I say Ore. Ore is so bad because as at that time, that road was a den of robbers. But I had God. I just told my wife, "Mommy, this is what God is saying. God is asking me." "If God is talking to you, who am I?" I said, "I'm just informing you." I left. In fact, by the time we were going, my driver was taking. I said, "No, take." He said, "No, sir." I said, "Take." I usually come. I said, "Take." So we took. Not our journey was not more than 30 minutes. I had a phone call. "Sir, you said you were traveling yesterday. I hope you are not on Ilesha Akure Road." I said, "No." I said, "Mama." "Say, as I'm talking to you," said, "look, I'm inside the bush. There were robbery on the road. More than 30 people have been slaughtered." One of my pastor called. Said, "Look, I am taking cover inside the bush. Divine information. When that anointing comes upon your life, you have access to divine privileged information that others could not access. That is what the anointing can do in your life." Can you imagine? You want to start a business And God gives you a divine information that says, look, this is how you should do it. This is how you should do it. Do it this way. What happened? That business will prosper. Also, let me share this with us. Probably there might be one or two students here this morning. When I was in school, it was my final year. I don't like mathematics. Oh, very poor in mathematics. I just managed struggle to get 50 in all my life. In fact, in most cases, the pass mark then was 40. I managed, once I cross 40, I'll be jubilating. I will just be happy. In fact, just give me 40. The last exam, if I fail, it will be carried over. I did everything. I struggled. I read overnight. I was born. After I was tired, I said, look, let whatever will happen, let it happen. I went to bed. Not more than 5 minutes, as I closed my eyes, God gave me a revelation. What was the revelation? Thank you. Give me an expo. Just gave me a past question of a particular year that I didn't even treat at all. Because I've solved virtually all the past. So I went to my friend who was a great mathematician, BC. I said, BC, he said, Brotunde, leave me alone. We've done everything. He said, look, let's treat this divine information. We treated the question. I knew this is the hand of God. I said, you can go and sleep. But for me, do you know what happened? I crammed the whole question from cover to cover. Beloved, as God will have it, I don't know whether the lecturer was lazy. Do you know, because of you, God can do certain things. Whether the lecturer was lazy, the heading was the heading, the only thing he changed was the date. Number one, where he put the dot is the dot. God knows that there is one boy. If they remove the dot, I'll be confused. Number three, I said, this God, I look at it, I shout, there's somebody, after this anointing, you will shout for joy. Amen. You will shout for victory. Amen. I shouted in there, usually as a believer. No, during the exam, our seat is front row. Because what others are doing, we can't do it. Others will spy, others will derive. I can't do it as a believer. So we start. I shouted, all other, my colleagues say, ah, God don't catch them. This one will be Bible. May I pray, as men who are mocking you, they will wait in vain. God will put them to an open shame. The question we're supposed to answer for 3.5 hours, I answer it for 30 minutes. Because if I don't do that, the whole thing will disappear. I just pour it down. People were just, God, don't cash them. This one no be Bible. And I, for the first time in my life, I had an A in mathematics. For the first time in my life, not my effort. You know, when anointing comes upon your life, what others are struggling to get, effortlessly, you have it. May I decree, as this anointing come upon your life, effortlessly there will be breakthrough in your life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. It allows you to have access to divine information. Number three now. Number four. Good. You are following. The anointing will allow you to experience an unlimited supplies. And men will serve you. You know, when that anointing comes upon your life, it will allow you to do what? Experience an unlimited supplies. And what happened? People will serve you. Look at 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 3. Say, then shall Thou go on forward from hence, and thou shalt come to the plain of Tabor, and there shall meet thee three men going up to God to Bethel, one carrying three kids, another carrying three loaves of bread, and another carrying a bottle of wine, and they shall salute thee, and give thee two loaves of bread, which thou shalt receive in their hand. Ah, when that anointing comes upon your life, you will experience an unlimited supply. A man shall serve thee. I pray that will be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. God strategically positioned helpers for them that will serve him. He said, look, as you go, two people will be there. They will be doing what? They will carry bread in their hand. Receive that bread, unlimited supply. May I decree, blessing you never bargain for, God would listen to you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Number five, the anointing advances and pushes you forward. When that anointing comes upon your life, what happens? It advances you and pushes you forward. How do I know? When you look at that, you say, look, you will go forward. Check that scripture. In verse 3, then you shall go on forward from here. The anointing advances you and push you forward. I discover in Mark chapter 11, verse 1, when Jesus brought his disciples to the Mount Olives, he said to men, two of them on a new assignment. You know, the Mount of Olives was so called because of the olive tree. And he also called it the Mount of Unction because its oil was used to anoint kings and high priests in those days. So Jesus came to Mount Olive and had fresh oil. It was a platform for a new attainment and accomplishment. I decree, as this anointing comes upon your life, God will push you forward.
Amen.
God will push you forward.
Amen.
Lord, whenever God pours a fresh anointing upon you, it is not for vain. It is to push you forward. It is to showcase you. It is to advertise you. May I decree, as this anointing comes upon your life, the Lord will showcase you.
Amen.
He will advertise you.
Amen.
He will expand your course.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Number 6, benefits of the anointing. Anointing brings favor. It brings resources and destiny helpers. Ah, may I decree, this anointing comes upon your life, people that God has assigned to bless you and lift you, they will locate you.
Amen.
You know, when that anointing comes upon your life, natural law will be suspended. The moment that anointing comes upon your life, what others are struggling to get, beloved, you get it effortlessly. That is what the anointing can do in your life. What you don't qualify for, God will release unto you because of the anointing. What you don't qualify for, God will release unto you. Let me also share this testimony. I think I've shared it the last time I came. I was going, some years back, I was going for an interview, visa interview at UK Embassy in Nigeria. I was going with my daughter, and ideally I'm supposed to go with two documents, one for me and one for her. There was, I think, either a colonel or a lieutenant colonel who was before me. The officer attended to him, and also he was also coming for the visa for the daughter and for himself. So by the time he appeared, the officer were at the documents. Said, look, I have a and he said, no. He was trying to argue that, no, my document's supposed to, your attachments. Say what? And they walk him out. They turn him down. And hear me. I was next. The same problem. I appeared before the man, the officer. Said, yes, welcome, sir. Yes, sir. Where are your documents? Here is my document. You are applying for yourself and your daughter. I said, yes. Where are the document for your daughter? I was looking at him. He asked, sit down. I sat down. On his own, he took my document, made photocopy, attached, and used as the document for my daughter. When that anointing comes upon your life, that favor you don't, that does not even accrue to you, God will listen to you. Favor you don't merit, God will release unto you. Amen. May I decree as this anointing comes upon your life, that favor you don't merit, God will release unto you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. What you don't qualify for, God will release unto you. Amen. Look at David. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, when you read from verse 10 to 13, Jesse made seven of his sons to pass from before Samuel. And they said, look, all of them think, yes, you are the best qualified for this anointing. No, they passed. I said, no. Is there no other people in this house? Said, there remaineth yet the youngest. And behold, he keepeth sheep. Say, he's the youngest. He's not qualified. May I decree, as this anointing comes upon your life, that blessing, that miracle, that open doors that you do not qualify for, God will release unto you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Number 7, the anointing brings honor. It brings honor. And this anointing will come upon your life. Men will honor you. Amen. Nations will honor you. Amen. Kings will honor you. He said they will greet you. When you come, they will greet you. May heaven honor you.
Amen.
May heaven distinguish you.
Amen.
Where others are condemned, you will be commended.
Amen.
Beloved, God does not call the qualifier, but he qualified the called. Look, each time I look at myself, a village boy for that matter, today, governor, senator, they call me daddy. Is it because I know how to do it? I remember, I mean, Lauren, when they were contesting for their son, everybody, they were looking for me. All the contestants, they were looking for me. Daddy, pray for us. He want to be governor. I want to be senator. What made the difference is the anointing. When that anointing comes upon your life, honor will come. People will honor you. Kings will honor you. Men will not look down on you. People who look down on you, they will look up unto you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Number 8, benefits of the anointing. When that anointing comes upon your life, it makes you become a new man and a new woman. In 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 9, he said, and it was so, when he had turned his back to go from Samuel, God gave him another heart, and all those signs came to pass that day. When you look at the later part of verse 10, he said, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he prophesied among them to the extent they were asking. He saw a prophet, he begins a proverb. He became a new, you know, when that anointing comes upon your life, what you could not do before, now you begin to do them. That's what the anointing can do in your life. The anointing makes you to become a new man. Saul left his father's house as an ordinary person. But what happened? By the time he was returning, he became a king. He didn't prepare for kingship. But God knew. And that's why I said, look, anoint him so that he can march the role, the assignment ahead of him. May I decree, as from now on, this anointing will come upon your life. You will become a new man.
Amen.
A changed person.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And finally, when that anointing comes upon your life, the anointing empower you for a new assignment. May God create a vacancy for you.
Amen.
A vacancy for your advancement.
Amen.
A vacancy for your promotion.
Amen.
You remember, Saul was, there was no king in Israel before. Saul was the first king. Because of Saul, God created, may I decree, because of you, God will create a vacancy.
Amen.
For your elevation, God will create a vacancy.
Amen.
For your promotion, God will create a vacancy.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
The anointing empower you for a new assignment. God created vacancy for him. And beloved, as this anointing will come upon your life, the anointing will walk in the field of all your endeavors.
Amen.
What others struggle to achieve, you will achieve them effortlessly.
Amen.
What it takes on people, many years of labor and pain to achieve, you will achieve them effortlessly.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Finally, beloved brethren, before we come for the anointing, I keep saying this, and let me say it. Anointing has its other side. It is what is in you that the anointing will activate. If you are still a sinner and the anointing comes upon your life, you will commit sin the more. But if only this morning you make up your mind, I want to repent. I don't want to commit sin any longer. I want to surrender my life unto you. I can tell you that anointing will work for you. But if you are saying, you can't be in sin and let the grace of God advance in your life. You still get angry profusely. No, it won't work. Because if you don't repair, if you don't make up your mind that as from now on, I won't get angry any longer. Lord, I need your grace. I need your help. I can tell you this anointing will work for you. Shall we please all be standing? Are you here?